Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the November 8, 2017 meeting of the Board of Education, Washington Local Schools. Will come to order. It is now 6 p.m. I'd ask our treasurer, please call roll.
Mr. Kaiser.
Present.
Mrs. Carmi.
Present.
Mr. Honor.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Langendorfer is absent. Dr. Hayward is present. Mr. Davis and myself are also present.
I received a phone call from Mr. Langendorfer yesterday, and he did tell us ahead of time he would not be here. At this time, I would like everyone to please stand for our Pledge of Allegiance. Our flag is over here. After our Pledge of Allegiance, I would like to introduce to you Jessica Poirier, who is going to sing our national anthem for us. Jessica is a senior at Whitmer High School, and she has a beautiful voice, and she's going to share that with us today. She's part of the Digital Graphic Design Program. She's been a part of the band and theater programs. She hopes to go to Kent State and interested in fashion design, and she is out of our Meadowvale area. And so with that,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in the air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, who say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
So, Jessica, that was absolutely beautiful. I don't know how you can do that, get in front of people a cappella and sing so beautifully. That was wonderful. You have such a warm voice and a little bit of a country sound to it. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for doing that for us tonight. At this time, I'm going to open the microphone up for community comment. However, I did have a statement I wanted to make before we get to that point. We've had a lot of calls from parents and staff voicing concern regarding the election results. Due to the fact that many of the concerns we are hearing involve legal decisions and involve the present school board and its attorneys, public discussion regarding the issues will not be entertained tonight. The election process has not been over for 24 hours yet, and we have a lot of issues to address in ensuring a smooth, or as smooth as possible, transition can be made. We hope that over the next few weeks, many of the concerns can be addressed and settled. We must remember that our primary concern and obligations involve around our students, and that all decisions must be made with their welfare, safety, and education at the center of each decision. I've reached out to all three of our newly elected members and have spoken to two of them, leaving a message with the third to contact me, inviting them to contact our treasurer if they're interested in attending the Ohio School Board State Convention, which begins this Sunday and runs through Tuesday. This invitation has been extended to newly elected for decades, allowing them the opportunity to receive training on boardsmanship and many other topics that they will encounter in their years to come in serving our community. There are special meetings designed and scheduled just for new board members and have proven very effective in preparing board members for their new roles. The district must move forward in a progressive and positive manner. We must heal and work as a team to offer our students the best in opportunities to be successful in the future. I've spoken with Lisa Canales today, and she, along with myself, pledged to work with our new board members to just that, making Washington Local stronger and better. Going forward and until our next organizational meeting, I am sure that the rumor mill will continue to grind out non-truths, innuendos, and inaccuracies as it has over the past few years. Please be advised, although all board members have opinions and beliefs that may or may not be true or the opinion of the board, there is going to be only one spokesman for the board, and that will be the board president. So as you hear things come out, the board believes this, the board believes that, you're only going to hear it from one source. Going forward, I have asked everyone here today and those who truly care about Washington Local to step back, take a deep breath, and allow our superintendent, treasurer, and our staff to do the job that they were hired to do, educate and care for our students. It's time for the ugliness, the hatred, and the viciousness to stop. We do not all have to agree, but we must learn to disagree in a manner that is civil and can serve as an example to the students and the community we serve. And with that, I will open the microphone to anybody in the district. Seeing and hearing none, we will move on to our next portion, which is a recognition and presentation for our superintendent to do.
Good evening. I originally had two presentations tonight. One was on the CTC report card, but Deb Heben, our CTC principal, she found an error with a calculation through the ODE report card, and so it affects all districts in the state of Ohio, and the state is still working on fixing that calculation. So as soon as the state gives us the accurate numbers for the CTC report card, we will do a presentation at that time. Now it is our honor to recognize the Whitmer Boys Cross Country team. The team before you, along with their coach, Mr. Jeremy Elliott, are a very special team. When I first extended the invitation to be honored at the board meeting, it was for the achievement of being the track league champions. This was the first time in 15 years for our boys cross country to be conference champions. But this team kept going and going and going. The team that stands before you are not only track champions, but also district champions, the first time in 25 years, and regional champions. Last Saturday, these young men took seventh place in the state. On Sunday, they are competing in the Nike Cross National Meet in Terre Haute, Indiana. The team also won the Otsego and Cardinal Stritch Invitational and is the first cross-country team in Whitmer history to have three sub-16 runners. At this time, I would like to ask Mr. Elliott to help me pass out the certificates. Nate Cousineau. David Main. Nick LaScola. James Cooper. George Burkhart. Camden Hayden, Jacob Harris, Dylan Terzinski, Devin Gilliam, Noah Feudy, Isaac Burkhart, Bryce Holman, Noah Young, Josh Juris, John Burkhart, Zach Franklin, Jimmy Grundin, Robbie Comboy, Jason Grief, Ronnie Grundin, Jacob Snodgrass, Devin Ellis, Michael Reedy, and Kyle Hunt. You guys can turn around for the next part. I would also like to share a few accolades. So as I mention your name, if you could step forward. Sophomore Josh Juris had a 5K personal record of 18.23. Sophomore Bryce Holman had a 5K personal record of 17.08. Sophomore Isaac Burkhart had a 5K personal record of 16.59. Sophomore Noah Feudy had a 5K personal record of 16.28. And is currently the all-time fastest sophomore at Whitmer in the 5K. Senior David Mann had a 5K personal record 15.49. He is currently 8th all-time fastest runner at Whitmer in the 5K and second-time state qualifier. Junior Jacob Harris, 5K personal record 15.45. Currently 6th all-time fastest runner at Whitmer in the 5K, an all-state runner with a 15th place individual finish at the state.
Wow.
Senior Nate Cousineau, 5K personal record 15.12, currently the school record holder at Whitmer in the 5K. Nate was individual champion at the Cardinal Stritch Invitational, Otsego Invitational, Tiffin Invitational, Track Championship, and District Championship. He is a second-time state qualifier and an all-state runner with a ninth-place individual finish at the state championship. This morning, the Whitmer Athletic Department held a signing ceremony for Nate, who has committed to further his academic and athletic career at the University of Pittsburgh. And finally, we would like to give a warm round of applause to Coach Jeremy Elliott. Jeremy coaches and mentors our runners around the clock and around the year as coach of both cross country and track and field. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Coach Elliott, was there anything you'd like to say? Because you're welcome to go to that microphone right there and make a small comment.
Small comment.
I'll keep it brief because I was told I was very long-winded at the banquet this year. So it's been an exciting season. Obviously, we're not done yet. We've got Nike Nationals this weekend. Nate actually also the following weekend was invited to compete as only one of 12 seniors in the Mid-East Meet of Champions down in Kettering, Ohio, which is pretty exciting for him. And then obviously soon after that, we're on to indoor track and outdoor track, and hopefully we'll have a lot of great news for you guys in the springtime. So thank you.
And exactly what we just saw before us is really what we need to be concentrating on. That's what we're here for. those kind of people who make us outstanding and just wonderful athletes. So, with that, I'm going to turn it over to our treasurer for his reports and recommendations.
First item, exhibit number 2. I recommend the Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 18, 2017, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, financial report. First report is cash balances by fund. Cash balance for all funds decreased by $3.6 million. General fund for all funds was $4.9 million. Expenditures were $8.5 million for the month of October. Next report is a cash report, checks written, and summary of investment earnings. Request motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Ms. Canales. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. I recommend the Board of Education approve the payment of legal fees as presented. Bricker and Eckler for September services, $7,654.97. Spengler and Nathanson, September services, $6,305.23.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, request for advance of taxes collected. I recommend the Board of Education approve the request for advance of taxes collected as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions? I will make a real quick comment. For those of you who are watching this process, it may seem like a check, you know, just everybody rubber stamp and everything. We received this notebook with all this information about a week prior to our meetings. We're able to go through all of these items, and if we do have questions or problems with what's going on, we either call the superintendent or the treasurer and ask any questions. So it's not a matter of rubber stamping. We've already gone through all this information. If there was anything we weren't sure of or understand, we would have called them. It appears like rubber stamp, it's really not. We have had this material for over a week, and we are simply going through the red tape that's required by the state and the government to do this. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, I recommend the Board of Education approve the 2017-18 student activity budgets as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Ms. Canales. Comments, questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, I direct the Board of Education approve the Board of Revision Complaint Settlement Resolution as presented. This relates to the Outer Beerman property.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you very much for your reports and recommendations. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our superintendent for her report.
The first item I would like to talk about is the English language arts training for grades 4-11 teachers. I've had the honor and privilege to work with the English language arts teachers in grades 4-11 over the past month. During a series of trainings, each focused on specific grades, I've shared my knowledge on literacy test prep and strategies with our English language arts teachers. One of the most important skills all students need when they graduate is to read complex text for college, career, and life readiness. These sessions have been some of the most rewarding and some of the best days ever, as I have enjoyed the enthusiasm and scholarly exchange with our teachers and principals. Next item is Chromebook one-to-one initiatives. We held our first Chromebook one-to-one parent info night last Thursday for our parents in grades 4 through 6. At that time, Mrs. Katie Spenhoff and Dr. Bob Gulick went over the curriculum as well as the technology components with our parents and students. Students in grade 4-6 are returning these forms this week and will be able to take Chromebooks home as early as next week, dependent upon the elementary school. All Washington local students in grade 4-6 and grades 9-12 will have the opportunity to sign out a Chromebook for use at school and home, providing 24/7 access to technology tools to increase their learning. Chromebooks will be assigned to grades 4-6 in November and grades 9-12 in January. The high school parent informational night is Monday, December 11th from 6:30 to 7:30. This week has been quite enjoyable with the many Veterans Day assemblies. Washington Local Schools is very proud to be designated a Purple Heart School District in recognition of the district's effort to honor our veterans. 12 assemblies were scheduled this week, including 5 tomorrow and 2 on Friday. This full schedule is posted on the front page of the district website. Washington Local thanks our veterans for their sacrifices and their service that they have given to us. Upcoming events, the Whitmer Preview Night and CTC Showcase will be held tomorrow, November 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. The evening provides our 8th grade students and parents with further information on making their choices for their future. Welcome, Whitmer Class of 2022. The Whitmer Fall Play is almost here. The Whitmer Theater Department will present the beloved Christmas production, Miracle on 34th Street, under the direction of Andrea Schreiner. The show dates were moved earlier to November 16 through 19th after the calendar went to print. The large production features 37 cast members and 24 students on crew. Don't miss the magic.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Brian, we have anything you'd like to talk about?
Sure. Just a little heads up that we're pulling together a district cultural competency training planning team to work with OEA and NEA to present and really create some training for our staff around cultural diversity. So this is going to be a planning team that will organize that, customize it to Washington Local, and then we'll be setting up dates and times for that training to take place for all staff throughout the district. So once we get more information on when that gets scheduled, we'll be back to let you know.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And with that, I'm going to open up for board comments. Mrs. Carmine.
Okay, thank you. I want to take this time to thank Jessica for that wonderful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It is always wonderful to have our students singing, and I was fortunate enough to go to a couple of Veterans Day programs. In fact, I had a gentleman join me earlier today. He could be my son. He's a former sailor. First time he was ever invited to a Veterans Day program. I said, well, most of the schools have them, and it was nice that he was there. It was great. The kids love it. I, of course, want to congratulate the cross-country team. Nothing better than, again, seeing our kids being academically and physically active in our school. I also want to, I guess, probably read a statement because it's easier for me to do this at this point. And I'll put my glasses on. I would like to thank those who supported my campaign. I was hoping for a different outcome with yesterday's election, and encourage the district to continue to listen, ask questions, and advocate for the best interest of the students, staff, and community. As a community, we should challenge leadership to debate, collaborate, and unite. Congratulations to Tom. His past experience on the board and expertise will be a valuable asset. I do hope Irshad continues to stay involved, because his perspective is what the district needs. I look forward to seeing Dr. Hayward continue to thrive through all the amazing programs, especially literacy, and action plans she has in place. And maybe now we can kind of get back to what we are about, which is educating our children and making them successful. We need to possibly repurpose some fees that have been spent on our children. Again, thank you for your dedication and support. I'll leave you with a quote from R.M. Merrick. The world can be an ugly place, but my God, there are so many beautiful people that have the ability to make it lovely. WLS is the best. Thank you.
Mr. Kaiser.
Well, I just want to congratulate cross country again, wish football team good luck, and I want to give proper thanks to Jefferson Junior High for their wonderful haunted house, which scared me on by official count 3 times. the kids made me jump, which those of you who know me and know what I do for a living, it usually takes a lot. So aside from that, that's all I have tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Ms. Canales.
Yeah, obviously I want to thank Jessica again. What a beautiful voice. Thank you for doing that. That always gets to me. It never gets old. It never gets old for me. So thank you for being here and doing that. Had a wonderful event with the employee recognition and retirements. I always enjoy that. Got to hang out with some folks that I really didn't get to know, or didn't know, I should say, from different elementary schools. So that was really neat for me. Usually we all sit at one table, but I really enjoyed that. Obviously, Coach Elliott, if you're still here, what an amazing opportunity for our students. Thank you for your leadership and certainly your coaching. And what about that Whitmer football? That game was amazing. So I just want to, it's just exciting around here. There's a lot going on. And Mr. Hunter, President Hunter, I would just like to say thank you for your opening statement. It was clear and it's concise. And I think that all of us sitting up here for a reason and the right reasons. And so we all do want to move forward. And we thank you for being here. So, okay.
Thank you. I have just a few comments. I had a really neat opportunity this past week. As many of you know, I'm a teacher of special education at another school district, and I went to a conference. And at that conference were 7 of Washington local special education teachers, I believe from junior high and high school, and I had the opportunity to go to lunch with them for an hour. And to sit around the table and listen to the dedication of those people who work with students similar to the students I work with, you know, and it was just phenomenal and invigorating to realize that these are the teachers from Washington Local, and it put a smile on my face to know that their dedication are in the classrooms that, you know, we have for our students. And it was a really, really neat experience, one of the best experiences I've had in years, just having a chance to have lunch with those 7 people. It was really, really cool. Also, I wanted to offer a public apology for last week. I think I might have gone overboard in recognizing the football team for all that it has done, and yet in the audience were sitting several of the cross-country people, and I apologize publicly for that because the cross-country team has certainly done things this year that just are unparalleled, took several decades, and so I want to throw that apology out there to the cross-country team and not recognizing them last meeting. But we're certainly very, very proud of them. Not to throw the football team under the bus right now. They do have a big game in Tiffin Friday. Looking forward to that very much. A kind of a neat thing we're going into is this one-on-one computer program that Dr. Hayward talked about. In the school system I'm at, we do have one-on-one computers. Every student has a computer. Every teacher does. And it is amazing what can happen when you have every student in your classroom able to look at the same thing you are. You can involve so much more technology. And I think it will be a real positive step for the district as far as raising some of our test scores. First of all, because all the tests are done electronically, and we've always been at kind of a handicap at not having that knowledge of computer operation for all our students. So I think it's going to be a real plus for us. With that, I would like to congratulate the 3 people who will be joining us on our board next year, Mr. Ilstrup, Mr. Hickey, Mr. Hughes. It certainly was an interesting time of the election. It was good to see so many people involved. I see some of the other candidates here who ran the strong campaigns. It's nice to see that people want to get involved in our district. I know several times in my history here at Washington Local, I actually went unopposed, and it didn't feel good because people say, no, they're happy. No, they're not happy. They weren't getting involved, and it's good to see people involved. I hope those of you who ran and did not necessarily make it, please run again, and we do have very much interest in this community being a part of what happens. This is the community school system, not the school boards, and so I thank all 9 candidates who ran, and I encourage you to continue your voicing your opinions and thoughts for Washington Local. It is what makes us very strong. With that, I would like to turn it over to our superintendent for her recommendations.
Exhibit 8, purchases over $25,000. The curriculum department is requesting Fontes and Pinnell Interactive Read Aloud and independent reading resources from Heinemann, totaling $95,508. Last month, the board approved resources for kindergarten and first grade. These resources will be used at the second grade level. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve purchases over $25,000 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Exhibit 9, final payments. Tonight's agenda includes final payments to two contractors, Crestline Paving and Excavating, for the Edgar Street Improvement Project in the amount of $54,052.80. Utopia Construction Incorporated for the Whitmer High School Secure Vestibule Project in the amount of $4,200. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the final payments, including all change orders, for the Edgar Street Improvements and Whitmer Security Vestibule Project as presented.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Ms. Canales. Any comments or questions?
I just want to do a comment. Yes, it's wonderful to drive down Edgar. It's much safer for our students, except those student drivers, because they drive a little fast, but it's okay. But it is safer. The sidewalks there, that's nice. It's the lighting, and for our other visitors that come. So I'm glad to see that. The vestibule at Whitmer is wonderful, more secure, which I'm glad to see I still am a parent and a teacher, so I'm glad that that's worked out for us, that we're able to have that. Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 10, executive session. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session 2, number 11, confer with an attorney for the Board of Education concerning disputes involving the board that are subject to pending or imminent court action.
I'm going to ask you to pull that off and go with number 12. I'm sorry.
Number 12.
We're actually not going to confer with the attorney any longer. Okay.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session 2, number 12, consider information that concerns a dispute which is or may become subject to litigation or either legal proceeding and would be harmful to the interests of the school district if disclosed to any opposing party or parties.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Mrs. Carmine. I do not foresee this executive session going too long, 15, 20 minutes at most. We will come back from executive session and then entertain a motion for adjournment, just to give the audience some idea of how long we'll probably be gone. With that, any other comments or questions? Call roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Enter executive session at 6:33 p.m.
We are back. Let the minutes reflect that at 6:47 p.m., the Washington Local Board of Education did return from executive session and did consider information that concerns a dispute which is or may become litigation or other legal proceeding and would be harmful to the interests of the school district if disclosed to any opposing party or parties. All board members and administrators who went into the meeting did come out of that meeting. We're all back at our normal seats. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our superintendent for item number 11 on our agenda.
Exhibit 11, personnel. Tonight's agenda includes two retirements. Karen Jaros joined the district in 1987 and has taught Whitmer vocational and career training programs and classes in the business department through her career at Washington Local Schools. She currently teaches money management and computer applications. Karen will retire in June with 31 years of service. Joseph Poe joined the district in 2001 as a bus driver. In 2006, he became a two-position employee, serving as a safety aide at Trilby, Greenwood, and Hiawatha. Joseph will retire in May with 17 years of service. We extend congratulations to both Karen and Joseph on their retirements and wish them the very best. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
At this time, I would be more than happy to recognize a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Mrs. Carmine. Comments, questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Excuse me. Let the record show the audit recording meeting has been made. It is on file in the Office of the Treasurer. Meeting stays adjourned at 6:49 p.m.